Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Shiv Sena leader Aditya Thackeray is set to file nomination for the Worli Assembly seat today. The 29-year-old is the first member from the Thackeray family to enter the electoral fray after Shalini Thackeray, the wife of Jitendra Thackeray, a cousin of MNS founder Raj Thackeray, who had unsuccessfully contested the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Aditya Thackeray will be accompanied by his father and party chief Uddhav Thackeray and most of the top Sena leaders. Maharashtra Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is also likely to be present at the time of the nomination filing. Aditya will also hold a road show at 10:30 a.m. from the Shiv Sena branch at Lower Parel. A section of the party has been pushing for making him the Sena's chief ministerial candidate. Apparently preparing the groundwork for his candidacy, Aditya Thackeray had toured Maharashtra extensively through his Jan Ashirwad Yatra. Now, the Reserve Bank of India is expected to cut key rates for the fifth time this year on Friday, as the government measures to lift up ailing growth don't seem to have had the desired effect. The RBI is predicted to lower its key lending rate, or the repo rate, by 25 basis points to 5.15%. At least one more cut of 15 basis points is likely in December, analysts say. India's economy expanded by just 5% in the June quarter, its slowest pace since 2013. That has raised expectations the central bank will be forced to further downgrade its growth projection of 6.9% for the current fiscal year. In a bid to revive business activity, the government in September announced a sharp cut in the corporate tax rate to 22% from 30%. But while the tax cut brings the cost of doing business in India into line with its main Asian rivals, the government's move will do little to fix a lack of spending power, economists say. India's neighbors have been left teary-eyed. That's because the world's biggest seller of the Asian diet staple, onion, has banned exports after extended monsoon downpours, delayed harvests, and supplies were hit. Asian consumers have developed a serious dependence on Indian onion supplies for go-to dishes. Shorter shipment times than from rival exporters like China or Egypt play a crucial role in preserving the taste of the perishable commodity. But last Sunday, New Delhi banned all exports from India after local prices jumped to ₹4,500 per 100 kg, their highest in nearly 6 years, due to the delay in summer sown crop arrivals triggered by longer, heavier rains than usual. Since the ban, countries such as Bangladesh have turned to the likes of Myanmar, Egypt, Turkey and China to increase supplies in a bid to bring prices down. But the hefty volumes lost will be hard to replace. India exported 2.2 million tons of fresh onions in the 2018-19 fiscal year ending March 31, according to data from the country's Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority. That's more than half of all imports by Asian countries, traders estimate. And on to Brexit news now. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has made a final offer to the European Union, pitching a possible compromise for a last-minute exit deal that was cautiously welcomed by the EU, though prickly differences still remain. In what Johnson's supporters cast as a moment of truth after more than 3 years of Brexit crisis, Johnson urged Brussels to compromise, but warned that if it did not, then Britain would leave the EU without a deal on October 31. Johnson went further than many expected on the most contentious issue, the border between British-ruled Northern Ireland and EU member Ireland, with a proposal for an all-island regulatory zone to cover all goods. Besides the concession, though, Johnson proposed giving Northern Ireland institutions the ongoing power to abide by or exit the regulatory zone, a possible step too far for Ireland and the EU. With less than a month left until Britain is due to leave the EU, the future of Brexit, its most significant geopolitical move since World War II, is uncertain. It could leave with a deal, or without one, or not leave at all. Opposition party leader Jeremy Corbyn said Johnson's proposals were too vague and that the EU would not accept them. And Russian President Vladimir Putin took a jibe at the ongoing political crisis in the US by joking about election meddling on Wednesday. When asked about concerns that Russia might interfere in the 2020 US elections, he replied, "I'll tell you a secret. Yes, we'll definitely do it," Putin said. "Just don't tell anyone," he added in a stage whisper. Putin was appearing on a panel at Russian Energy Week, along with OPEC Secretary General Mohammad Barkindo and others. "You know, we have enough of our own problems," Putin continued. "We are engaged in resolving internal problems and are primarily focused on this." Putin also commented on the scandal surrounding US President Donald Trump's July 25 call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying Moscow asked the White House to release details of his 2018 conversation with Trump in Helsinki. "Look, I haven't been president all my life, but my previous life taught me that any of my conversation can become public," said Putin when asked about the Trump-Ukraine scandal and the ensuing impeachment inquiry. And on to sports news now. And India will begin the second day of the first test against South Africa in a commanding position today after Rohit Sharma scored a century in his first innings as a test opener on Wednesday. India were 202 for no loss against South Africa before rain washed out the final session of day one. Mayank Agarwal, who is on 84, also played well alongside Rohit and looked on course for his maiden test 100 before thunderstorms followed by a heavy spell of rain ensured no play was possible after tea. Rohit ended the day on 115 and will have ended some fears over his viability as an opener in the longest format of the game after skipper Virat Kohli won the toss and chose to bat. While the South African bowlers did trouble the Indian batsmen on a few occasions in the first session, by the second session the ball was not doing much and Rohit and Agarwal scored freely. Rohit, who got to his 50 before lunch, accelerated with ease and was particularly harsh on the spinners. Agarwal was cruising towards his maiden test ton. He too looked assured at the crease and played his shots. Early into the afternoon session, he brought up his half-century with a 6-over extra cover off Keshav Maharaj. Clouds gathered over the stadium towards the end of the session and thunderstorms forced the umpires to take the tea break slightly early. Expecting the pitch to turn, South Africa had picked three spinners. All eyes were on Rohit, whose stop-start test career has taken a new direction with the management accommodating him at the top of the order. He completed his 11th test half-century with a mistimed sweep that went for a 4. Getting to his 50 opened the shackles for Rohit, and he scored at a brisk rate thereafter. He completed his 4th test ton with a single of debutant spinner Senuran Muthuswamy. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.